You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a £100 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcastuk. Just go to Indeed.com/podcastuk right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You're listening to a Jeremy, Katie, and Josh podcast.
Off the air, I feel mad for Katie.
Yeah.
She just moved to this new place.
Thank you.
She's paying rent. It's sky high rent. And she has to pay an extra $8 a month for parking.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
And to just park in their parking lot. I don't get a garage or covered parking.
They
or
should have just raised your price by $8 and then
not
even said anything.
Or just leave it as it is. And why do they need the extra $8?
I know. It's so silly. And it's one of those things that it's one extra step. I have to go and register my car and get my parking pass. And over the weekend, this website wasn't working. So I didn't have a parking pass both Saturday and Sunday night. But my car was parked out there. And they have signs everywhere that say if you're not registered, they tow between 10 p.m. and 6 a.m. So both nights I was up every hour making sure my car was towed.
I don't like that at all.
And I called to make sure because I told them, I was like, listen, I'm a new tenant. I just moved in. There's nobody in the office, so I can't help myself right now.
Yeah.
It was the weekend. Mm. And so I was kind of stuck. So I made sure I called the patrol people, the maintenance, and the towing company.
Please don't tow me.
Tow my car.
I'm like, a good person, I promise.
Please don't tow my car.
Well, I don't like that they're charging you an extra $8 though to keep your vehicle there where you're already paying rent. That's stupid.
I think it's just
it's
one
stupid.
More hoop.
Yeah, one it's more just hoop. One more money grab.
Yeah,
that's
so
dumb.
It is.
I think you should move again.
I just got to the top of this 3-story building. No chance. No chance for moving all that again.
You should move to Florida. Is what you should do. The second annual Florida Man Games were a big success. They went down on Saturday near St. Augustine, Florida. It's a lot of funny drunk guy events, essentially. There's the evading arrest obstacle course, where you escape from handcuffs, throw an alligator through a drive-thru window, and steal a catalytic converter, all while being chased by a cops.
Jeez.
The weaponized pool noodle mud duel. It's basically like Joust from American Gladiators back in the day. The Florida sumo cage match and beer chug, where you wear an inner tube, fight somebody while holding a pitcher of beer, trying not to spill it.
My God.
Isn't this great?
How do you qualify for this?
Yeah. Like,
you just gotta get drunk.
A hurricane party prep grocery aisle brawl.
That is funny.
Gosh.
Human beer pong. And then on top of that, there's axe throwing, lawnmower races, a mechanical gator instead of a bull. And, of course, the best mullet contest, obviously. You need to throw that in there.
Yeah.
They call it the Florida Man Games, and I guess people love it.
Yes.
I want to go see some of this. Pretty
What's
darn funny.
Human beer pong?
Let's see. You're in a big inflatable bubble, and you have to get past somebody, then jump in a pool that looks like a red Solo cup. The loser has to chug a beer, whiskey, or bong water.
That is funny.
These sound like everything
gross.
That you would do like in a frat party.
Right?
Do you know like the whole Florida man thing? Do you know why all of our crazy stories come from Florida?
Well, because in Gainesville, Florida, a man allegedly drove his car into a BMW dealership after being denied a test drive. This happened last Tuesday. Police say he originally intended to buy an M4 but failed a credit check. As a result, he was not allowed to test drive a $110,000 BMW. He got pissed, tried to grab the keys to the car. When he was unsuccessful, he drove his own vehicle into the showroom windows.
Now no one gets to drive.
Florida man was arrested shortly after and faces grand theft and criminal mischief charges.
Dang. That's funny.
It's because all the guys out there, right?
No,
they commit crimes.
It happens everywhere, but in Florida, they have a rule where people who break the law, that information goes public the very next day. Mm-hmm. Other states, you have to wait a while before you get your hands on that kind of stuff, but we can just... willy-nilly. If it happened last night in Florida, it's free game.
It is free game.
That's awesome.
It's always some drunk dude.
It always is.
Drunk stone dude out in Florida. So that's why they do the games, just to kind of make fun of it. So
good stuff.
Couple ridiculous Florida stories this morning with you with JKJ, Jeremy, Katie, Josh at Denver's Mix 100. Every morning about this time, we like to do PMI. It's a positive story, a minus story, and something interesting to start your morning. Who got to pee today?
I got to pee.
Josh got
to
pee.
And this is a huge positive, especially for Katie.
Oh.
But for you, Jared, too.
Oh.
And not so much for me, so I need to start getting on this. But as of over the weekend, a huge study over the last 11 years took place from people aged 37 to 73 years old. And they found out that a moderate caffeine intake of about 3 cups of coffee per day, Katie, can reduce your risk of developing, big word, cardiometabolic multimorbidity by 50%. So that means any type of diabetes.
You okay?
So type 2 diabetes.
It
reduces it. It reduces heart attack risk and any type of heart disease. And then it also reduces things like stroke and your also brain. Give me 1 second. I'm reading. Yes. It helps keep your memory sharp as well. And if just drinking 3 cups of coffee per day.
Imagine what 6 can do.
Katie, you're going to live till being you're like 400 years old.
Yeah, we have to pull the coffee away from Katie every morning because she sits in here with the pot and a straw.
Literally.
And by the end of the show, we're like, oh my God, I don't ever want to work with her again.
She's bouncing off.
Because she is insane.
But yeah, Katie.
I've cut way back on the coffee. I only do one a morning now.
Yeah.
So you should start drinking 3 because it'll reduce your risk.
But I might crack open a Mountain Dew.
Well, that right there says it'll increase your risk by
50%.
No! That's right.
Oh, no.
Back to coffee.
Exactly. So I saw this study and immediately thought of you, obviously.
Thank you.
But then I thought of me because I'm like, I don't drink coffee at all.
You don't.
Mm-mm. And now
you
I'm like,
start.
Oh,
I always
crap.
Say it's that you should have like coffee, but it was like before or after a workout as well, too.
Oh,
maybe
really?
Maybe before.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe
it dilates your blood vessels and gets you fired up.
Gets the blood flowing again and stuff. Gets it pumping.
That's your pre-workout.
Not like working
out.
That's
all you need.
Nice hot cup of coffee.
I know. I was like, that sounds horrible. Maybe could you go iced coffee? Could you go that route?
Maybe.
I'm
which
sure.
is full of sugar and crap.
But this is the other thing. I don't know if it's just black coffee. I'm assuming this is just the black coffee.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if you add the whipped cream and the sugar, whatever you get at Starbucks, you know, your $18
my
drink.
My oatmeal cream.
That's when you get
cookie,
the diabetes.
I think that's kind of cancel, I think.
Dang it.
I think
but
you're
still,
right.
Katie, you and your 4 pots of coffee, you're going to live forever.
I'm going to,
I mean, you really
good
will
for
live
you,
forever.
Katie. Yes. Congratulations.
It's a huge positive
you.
For you.
Wow.
Yeah. See, that is good.
Yeah.
That's special for you.
Katie will be doing this show in 2 decades when Jeremy and I won't be. So.
Yep. Good job,
amped
Katie.
Up as ever.
Good job. Hey, you have the minus?
I do have the minus in this. Is a minus for all of us. Did you hear there is more snow expected?
Oh, for God's sake!
In the
sakes.
Area, but here's I know March,
weather.
March is the snowiest month in Colorado. We all know this, but the reason why this one's a minus is because once again, it is all over the place. So here in the Denver metro area, so Lone Tree and surrounding areas, they're saying trace snow up to 2 inches. So
that's not bad.
We could see some white stuff when we wake up tomorrow. Castle Rock. 4 to 8 inches of snow.
Oh, what is this, winter?
Just down south. Over Winter Park,
yes.
6 to 12 inches
oh,
of snow. And in the Grand Lake area,
there's more?
They're expecting 12 to 18 inches of snow.
Unbelievable. In the mountains?
How
does this happen?
I love snow. Do you hate snow?
Well, no, I'm just.
I love snow.
He's
no, not you.
No, it's just, it's winter.
No, it
so
is
sad.
Winter.
I know.
It is winter.
This
and
is your
I
minus
just,
today?
You,
this is
I
what you wanted to do?
By you.
I thought it was something else. I was mistaken.
This is a minus for 2.
Here's what I want to do. I want to go out the air and talk about how many inches of snow the mountains are going to get.
No. I said it's going to be all
over the place. Hold on.
I'm pretty riveted.
This is riveting stuff.
Oh, and also
different inches of snow all throughout Colorado. This is unheard of.
In different places. Can
this
you
is
believe
unheard
it?
Unheard of.
Oh my gosh. But that's the thing. Again, they don't know when. They don't know how much. They don't know when it's going to start, when it's going to end. It's just what it is.
Snow in the high country, Jeremy?
Possibly starting up later this afternoon. Wow. Possibly wrapping up tomorrow afternoon. But expect for some snow.
Fine. Where's Chris Bianchi?
Whatever.
We need a little Kathy Sabin right here.
Yes.
You know what? I'm going to go have some coffee.
And just, live forever.
You do you.
You,
okay?
You really searched
you
hard today for
you.
That minus story.
I did.
You really brought it today.
Let's go.
Honestly,
Katie.
Like I was kind of bummed about, like, oh, Monday show's not going to be that great, and here we are talking
on
about inches of snow in the mountains,
sitting pretty.
You know, woo! You're very welcome.
2 inches
crap.
High on our snowthorn throne.
Dang, Kay, you're good.
Do you
today.
Want me to do the interesting too?
Sure don't.
No, okay.
Did you guys know that there's apparently a Department of Science devoted to improving bananas?
What?
Scientists,
no.
Banana scientists in the UK. they've created a new banana.
What?
Here's what happens. It stays fresh for 12 hours after being peeled. So this is a benefit if you're like grandmama who makes her little fruit salad 12 hours before everybody comes over. The bananas aren't going to get brown and mushy. They say even after 24 hours, this new variety will have 30% less browning than a traditional banana. They say everything else is the same, though. Same taste. Smell, sweetness, texture. They just went in. If you're one of these people that worry about this stuff, they edited the banana's genes.
Oh, nothing
like
wrong
that.
With that.
Nothing wrong with that.
Right?
They didn't actually introduce any new foreign genetic material.
Uh-huh.
They just found the brown genes and disabled them. You turn them off. Boop.
You're going to eat it and turn yellow. That's what's going to happen.
The new bananas will launch later this month in several countries, including the United States of America and Canada.
I don't like that. Stop editing our genes.
I don't know if I like it either.
I don't, especially fruit, right? It's supposed to be so good for us. Like, shouldn't we just eat it how it is?
Like,
it even has its own natural wrapper.
It's like, one of those things where it's like, I'm going to let other people try that first.
Yeah.
Did you guys know that
and you'll glow in the dark.
Yes, you will. They will. They've already genetically enhanced bananas before. They looked a lot like this before people started touching them and engineering them.
Oh, like freaks me
they
out.
They have like black seeds in them.
Well, their seeds were everywhere, so they made their seeds smaller.
Gross.
There's a bunch of stuff that they've already.
That's gross.
Like corn.
I like
corn
the
has
little
been genetically
baby
engineered.
Bananas.
You
those
like those
are
little
fun.
Baby ones?
Those are fun. And they taste the same. And they have to genetically engineer them, right? But they're cute.
Yeah, they're really cute.
I like
cute.
Them.
Yeah. That's,
okay.
If you're a child.
Small bananas have a place in this world, too. Yeah,
yeah, there's nothing wrong with the small bananas. The small bananas are just fine,
exactly.
Katie.
I think those are actually average
it's
size
okay.
bananas.
Okay.
Yeah. There's probably
wrong
more
with
small
that.
Bananas and
it's
big bananas,
that
actually.
That banana is what really matters.
There you go. That's PMI this morning with Jeremy, Katie, Josh at Denver's Mix 100.